Today is June 6th?
13th.
June 13th.
One week off.
I am such a noodle brain right now. I went to the Belmont on Saturday, went out with my friends on Friday. Yesterday, I was so sick, I couldn't even stand. I passed out. I literally passed out. I just sit down because it's dizzy. I feel terrible. I'm supposed to go to Nantucket for the first time this weekend, and I don't think I'm going to make it.
You can't even drink for a night anymore.
I go out one night, and then it's like, honestly, I get so sick that I just want to crawl and die. I was just sweating profusely in bed last night. Today's rundown is brought to you by Lisa. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. By the way, I see you, Lisa. They've now taken my Lisa ad, and it's like everywhere. I don't know if you guys have seen it on like your Instagram or Facebook feeds, but they're just like using it. So you just scroll through Instagram, and there's my Lisa thing. I'm not getting paid for it. It's okay. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. The best mattresses. We have them all in my Nantucket house. They're cheaper because of the way they ship them and things of that nature. They're awesome. I recommend them. Go to lisa.com, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. You put in your email, you get $75 off. So do that. lisa.com, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. All right. I wish I had more energy for this next subject. I wish I had my A game, but I don't. And that's how you know I was a total noodle and so sick that it took me till this morning to talk about LeBron James and he basically got called a bitch by Draymond Green and then took it so personal that he basically curled up into a ball and cried and says, I have three kids. I'm a man. You can't talk to me like this. Klay Thompson comes back and says, I guess he got his feelings hurt. And in an all-time LeBron press conference, he's just sitting there kind of like nervous laughter, saying he's going to take the high road.
Klay said, I guess he just got his feelings hurt.
It's so hard to take the high road. I've been doing it for 13 years. It's so hard to continue to do it, and I'm going to do it again. At the end of the day, we got to go out. We got to show up and play better tomorrow night. And if we don't, then they're gonna be back-to-back champions, and you know, and that's it. But I'm taking the high road again.
Everything that you could have hoped for in this series has come to fruition. When the going gets tough, LeBron makes a jackass out of himself, and it is happening in spades. Big Cat?
The bitch gate is just so fantastic. The three kids, he's a man of three kids, and Draymond then just saying, yeah, but you're still a bitch. And you were dead on. The press conference, I was traveling yesterday too, so I missed it. But the press conference, that laughter said it all. He was the classic, that doesn't bother me. Nope, it doesn't bother me. But the laugh said that it really, really bothers him. The Warriors are completely under his skin. Did you see Kevin Love, too?
Yeah,
kind
that
of
was
like
great.
Sided with the Warriors. The Cavs are the most fragile team I've ever seen. If LeBron is shooting well and they're up by 10 points, they're acting like they're the greatest team of all time. If they get a little bit of adversity, they all just crumble. And LeBron's got the nervous laughter, and Kyrie's driving in the hole with his head down, and Kevin Love is like clapping on the bench, and who knows if he's even going to play in the NBA anymore. It's such a mess, and I love every second of it.
KFC?
The best part about that nervous laughter, too, is that he has nothing to say there. There's no comeback. They're down 3-1. He knows this series is a wrap. The Warriors, down to Ayesha Curry, are saying and doing whatever they want because they know they have this shit in the bag. So his nervous laughter is like zero comeback, nothing to do. The fact that this is all over just being called a bitch is crazy. I mean, we've done Honey Nut Cheerios before. Remember when Kevin Garnett said Happy Mother's Day to Tim Duncan when his mom died? I mean, there is sometimes where trash talk crosses the line. Being called a bitch is like
second time,
of course. But I guess when you're a bitch and you get called a bitch, it really gets to your core because he knows he's a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
This is a repeat of last year when Joakim Noah called him a bitch in the playoff series against the Bulls, and then LeBron used the same excuse. He said, "I'm a father of three children. You don't do that. Like, you don't disrespect me like that."
It's like, dude, nobody cares about your kids.
It's his buzzword. I guess if you call LeBron a bitch, he gets very, very upset.
I literally like spit out my coffee when I saw that was the word that they were gonna. That I mean, you're a loser. Like you're a bum. You're a bitch. Those are all. Those aren't even insults. Those are on like an NBA filler. Court. So
you just say that it's filler.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's so LeBron being LeBron. Dave,
did you also see that he said that coming back home to Cleveland, winning wasn't the main reason for his return?
No, I didn't see that.
That's yeah. We're now into the spin zone where it's not all about basketball.
Near his charity and near the youth of Cleveland and all that shit. Get the fuck out of here, man.
What will happen next is when they lose. By the way, people aren't acting. Draymond Green's a huge loss, which is bullshit, by the way, that he's out of that game because that's the craziest.
Right. I think it was right. It's repeat. I mean, what he's been doing all playoffs. It's totally. I know, right.
But it's fucking. He got like basically antagonized by LeBron. Imagine stepping over LeBron. LeBron
that doesn't matter. You can't be that guy. You can't be the guy who's borderline dirty all the time and then take a swing at a guy's nuts and not expect anything.
But
to
that
happen.
Wasn't even close. Like that was you got stepped on. You have to do something.
Yeah, that I agree with you there, but you know the 10 other previous.
No, I agree. The others, I agree. Right. But
that was his right, first time that it wouldn't have been worth it. But he was clearly Draymond's dirty, and that's fine. You need a guy like that on your team, but he is.
But all right, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. My point is that was like a hockey play when you go goad the best player into a fight, like that type of thing. And I mean, obviously LeBron's probably not the best example to use it, but of all the incidents, that one. Like I assign him zero blame. He got provoked in that one.
How much does it suck for him if they win tonight?
He's trying to like convince his way to get into the stadium. You just show up.
You can't just watch in the locker. I would just assume he'd watch in the locker room, right?
I thought they said he's not allowed in the fucking building.
Well, so it's a fine if he comes in the building, and then they're kind of like floating out there that if he tries to break it, they could suspend him for game six if there is a game six. So then it's not worth it, obviously. But that's so fucked up if the Warriors win. And
see what's happening. Next up, we get this Royal Guardsman. So it was the Queen's 90th birthday, and we have a Guardsman who just couldn't take the heat. There's more of them than I thought, but just face down on the cement. Hilarious. Face down until a stretcher comes in and gets him out of there. I got to think for being a Guardsman, and these are the people who can't show emotion, they can't blink, they can't do anything. To pass out on the Queen's 90th birthday, it can't get much more degrading lower than that. KFC?
This guy is the Davey Page views of Queen's Guards. He just went full noodle. He went out drinking the night before. He took a cab there, and he just couldn't take it anymore, face down. You have to kill yourself. It's almost like Japanese people when they kill themselves out of shame. There's no coming back from that. All your Queen's Guard buddies are just going to shit on you for life. You need a whole new life, a whole new identity after you go face down on the Queen's 90th.
Big cat.
Laugh out loud video, but the story definitely is what his reaction is when he wakes up in the hospital. I'd imagine he's like Lieutenant Dan. Like, you should have just let me die out there. I don't want to be alive as the guy who passed out on the Queen's birthday. Should have let me just suffocate in that gravel.
The X factor, too, is the big fucking hats.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she had to pull his big hat off while they put him on the stretcher.
He was perfectly passed out, too. He was perfect.
Yeah, just out cold, like laying down. It's probably because their body is trained to be so still. College baseball, super regionals, a lot of highlights. So we'll pose this. We got three, I would say, my throat is sore. Three.
What happened with that? You tried to take an Adderall to counteract your flu?
Yeah, and it's... did not work.
I think that's how it works, man.
I got so sick.
Someone who can you can barely stay healthy for a week. You're not someone that should be mixing like self-medicating flu symptoms.
I just wanted to be able to work, and I was so out of it. I'm like, maybe an Adderall will fucking wake me up. I'll get some work. That I got so dizzy, I just sit down on the floor. I couldn't. I was just sitting alone in the floor of my apartment. I couldn't move. It was like that
child.
It was that bad. And Renee's not here. I'm here alone.
Oh, my like, God. You need the life alert.
I thought it was going to be a lifeline. I thought it was like that. Ask me how much food I ate yesterday.
How much food did you eat, Dave?
Zero. I didn't eat yesterday. I've only had like two bites of soup today. College baseball, a lot of good highlights this weekend. We had the bat flip, Miami versus BC. This kid's notorious for being like a bat flipper. He holds on to it like halfway down the baseline, throws it, kind of sparked a baseball brawl, pushing, shoving. We had the Texas A&M chant. I don't know if you guys obviously saw this, but if you walk a guy at Texas A&M, they just start chanting for the next ball. So ball five, then you throw ball five, they go ball six. That was intense. Never seen a chant like that. Also, if I'm a college baseball player, I may go to Texas A&M. I've never seen a baseball crowd at a college game like that. And then the last one, the Grand Slam for the Gauchos. I think UC Santa Barbara against Louisville, down 3-0, bottom of the ninth. One out, Grand Slam versus Louisville, who was one of the favorites. Great moment. So what rang for true for you? What was the best moment of the weekend? All great highlights, by the way. Big Cat?
It's the walk-off Grand Slam, not only because it's a walk-off Grand Slam, which you never see, but the ump getting caught in the like melee at home plate was hilarious. Did you see them?
I didn't notice that.
They had to help him out. He was like dying because everyone was jumping on him because he was taking his job way too seriously, where he had to make sure he touched home plate. So he was right there, and then they just started all piling, and he almost suffocated under there. So that was an added element to an already special moment.
KFC. Wasn't it also like the third string catcher or something like that who hit it?
It was a freshman. One home run on the year.
Hank, make sure you include me.
I mean, the A&M thing I've never seen before. I've seen walk-off home runs. I've seen, you know, unlikely home runs. That A&M chant, that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in sports. That was unbelievable. When they get to ball six and they really get into it, it gets that much louder. That was incredible. And I mean, that pitcher, stoic. I mean, I would melt down. It would be a wrap for me. That'd take me out. I can't handle this at all. That was incredible. And yeah, you're right. I mean, if you're a college baseball player, that's like number one on my list. Go there. Go to that crowd.
Yeah, I agree with the A&M thing. I think the BC kid, the BC thing is interesting. That Miami kid, somebody should beam that guy.
And if that guy doesn't become like a really good pro, if he just becomes a washout in, you know, like double A or something, he's the biggest jackass of all time.
His name's like Edgar or Eduardo like Mingolini or something. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a good pro. Just strikes me as like an Edgar Martinez type guy. He's going to be DH or Ray.
Just because the first name?
Yeah.
That was a real great connection there, Dave.
Yeah. Can we take a commercial break? My brain's not working.
No shit. Davey Pageu's the scout. Reminds me of Edgar Martinez because Edgar, whatever his name is.
Michelini or something. this is one that stands the test of time. So in Oregon, there was a guy stealing a bike in a parking lot, stealing a bike from a lady. He's about to get away with it, and he gets lassoed by a cowboy, a legitimate cowboy. On a horse, lassoed the criminal and brought him to justice. The interview with the cowboy, electric. The guy, I mean, think about what we just said here. A cowboy, a rogue cowboy on his horse, lassoed a criminal. KFC, what do you got?
Am I the idiot here? Is it lasso? It's not lasso.
It's lassoed, but yeah,
okay. I just wanted to make sure Dave was the idiot here.
Like lasso is such a fucking common term.
I've never heard anyone say it ever. So
tomato, tomato. Yeah. So I'm not. It could be. I'm gonna trust how you guys pronounce lasso versus how I do. No thanks.
The unluckiest bike robber in the world. The fact there's a fucking horse, a cowboy and a horse trailer in the parking lot where you decide to steal it. It reminded me though of like Costanza when he does Frogger, when he was like, no. Like, I can do this. I know how to do this. This dude had every skill necessary to lasso the bike thief. It was incredible.
It's a weird analogy.
Big Cat. It's not. It's like this dude spent his whole life lassoing. Oh,
that Frogger analogy sucked. Big Cat. That was a bad.
You're still upset about the lasso thing.
No, it was just a bad analogy.
Yeah, that was a direct
sense, but you know, whatever. Keep going with your lasso.
It wasn't the best analogy, but that was a direct response to the lasso thing. It was a great tweet when I saw the picture. the video and the interview takes it over the top because this dude is a real cowboy. He is a full-on cowboy where he does not care. That was his job. He saw a bike robber. He had his rope. He's like, I got to get him. And then he went back to feeding his dogs and having like 100 kids and 500 horses on his farm. So the fact that it was a true cowboy makes it so perfect. How's this guy not the sheriff of the town, by the way?
He has to be the sheriff. He has to be the sheriff. Like, there should be – I actually would love for like every town to have an actual cowboy riding around on a horse with the lasso. Just like if shit starts going down, just lasso people. Right. Maybe get some fucking order back in this country. Another interesting story. Big brawl at Sloppy Tuna's in Key West over who farted. So it was one couple versus another couple. They confront each other. We've all smelt farts in bars. This, by the way, the couple was 55 and 53, girlfriend, boyfriend. Couldn't have had like a more Key West story. Have you guys been to Key West? Like Sloppy Tuna's, that Duval Street, the white trashiest street maybe in America, where, again, a 55 and 53-year-old boyfriend-girlfriend couple arguing about farts is like, I couldn't – yes, that is the bar I would have picked that to happen. Big Cat?
It's a problem in the world. I've had this thought for a few years now. It's an epidemic that people are farting in the bars of America, and it's going – we need the lasso guy to be like, maybe that's what we do. Put him in the bars of America. What we really need, though, is you remember when you were a kid and there was like that rumor that if you peed in the pool, there'd be like a purple cloud around you. And then every kid just stopped peeing in the pool because they were so scared of it. We need to start that rumor for farting in bars. Be like, if you fart in a bar, they have this weird thing in the air that can you'll be alerted that you're the guy who farted. And maybe people will stop.
Or one better, how about there's got to be something where people could have spray and you spray the air and it turns a different color and you could track it back to somebody's ass.
Right. Like because it's just there's nothing worse than walking around in a bar. You're having a good time. You're drinking. You're a little drunk. And then boom, you're just sucking a whole thing of farts out of nowhere.
Yeah. You need a black light for farts to just track everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that like the old couple were the farters, though.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like you're a 55-year-old boyfriend, girlfriend in Key West. You're farting in a bar. And they knew it. You know, you get accused of it. Whoever denied it, supplied it sort of thing. When you're freaking out, you're definitely the one who farted.
That couple never stops farting. They're just farting around everywhere in Key West.
Their farts mix together and create one power fart in Key West.
You go home and they sit in there like they're matching recliners that are just fart dusted. They're just made out of farts.
Last one, Andrew Bynum. You guys see this picture? Obviously, it did at the Cavs game. I didn't even know Andrew Bynum wasn't in the league. That's how out of the loop I am. Is he from Cleveland? He must be. He's just
His last season he played there a little bit.
Yeah, but you know the story behind it. He's traveling cross country, and he just happened to be in Cleveland that night in a car. He's driving across the country. Fascinating dude.
He was at the game alone.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's going across country by himself. Like, I don't even understand it.
Do you see the shoes? He's just wearing like slippers.
The shoes, the hair, by himself, keeping the free shirt. He's a millionaire. Like, everything about that picture was confusing.
Dude, he is Mailtime Hall of Famer. He's 28 and he's done. It's a wrap. He's probably got like $75 million. I know he's like kind of a weirdo, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up like face down dead somewhere eventually. But right now, I'm not saying I'm jealous of him. You're traveling cross country and watching Cavs games by yourself, but there's nothing he can't do right now.
Right. What sucks for him is his height now. There's nothing worse than being a retired basketball player who was a big bust and sticking out everywhere you go.
I got to be honest. I'm worried about this guy. If you're who just drives across the country by themselves?
No offense, but I don't have enough brain power to worry about Andrew Bynum's.
I'm not really worried about him. I'm saying he's going to die soon.
He's going to be the next Delonte West, where there's videos of him like smoking crack.
Like, Kevin was like, oh, I'm not going to say I'm jealous of him, but he can do whatever he wants. But when you're already so far down the list of doing what you want, and you're like, I'm just going to drive across the country by myself.
But that will be one of those deaths in a few years where it will almost be like, oh, it was cool that he was still alive to begin with.
True. Yeah, no, I listen. I thought it was in the fucking league, so what do I know? All right, that's the rundown. anything after.
What'd you think about KSC Radio, Dave?
I thought it was very good. I've said that. I thought
a lot happened between last rundown and this rundown. KFC Radio, there's a packed Friday. How did Roman Approval do?
Fourth. I got to rewatch the race. It's hard to see it there live. He got boxed in. Obviously, we were dealing with the Emily Austin shit, and I feel terrible for her because her fucking life's ruined, but I think she'll tell you she did it to herself, but still kind of sucks that we're involved with ruining a career, whether we had anything to do with it or not. What else happened? That was it, right?
Who'd you have in the Belmont?
Brody's Cause.
I had Destin.
Oh. So Elio and I partner our bets. So it's like we each bet $750 or $1,000. It was $1,000 by that time. And we split it down the middle. Whatever. If I lose, I lose. If he wins, we split it. He had Destin. So that sucked. Yeah. It looked like he was, cashed the ticket, basically.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yep. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Okay. Do you have anything?
No,
anything else?
I'm going to just try to fucking get healthy so I can get to Nantucket this week. That's all that I'm focused on.
When you're going for like the weekend, or you're taking off? Are you going to
weekend?
Are you going to do your month away in the summer as usual or no?
No, I mean, I work when I'm away, but
too bad for all of us.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you need it.
Take the rest of the summer off.
See you in September.